U.S. President Joe Biden traveled to New Jersey on Tuesday to have a look at the damage caused by Hurricane Ida. The president had visited Louisiana late last week. The storm made landfall in Louisiana on August 29th. It was a powerful Category 4 hurricane at the time, and Hurricane Ida has been blamed for at least 22 deaths in that state and neighboring Mississippi, along with extensive damage and widespread power outages in the region. In the days that followed its landfall, what was left of the storm carried tremendous amounts of rain inland, eventually reaching the U.S. Northeast. In states from Virginia to Connecticut, Ida has been cited as a factor in at least 50 deaths. Many of those lives were lost when homes flooded or when people's cars got trapped in floodwaters. In New Jersey, President Biden pushed for Congress to pass new legislation in response to the storm.
For decades, scientists have warned of extreme weather. Would be more extreme, and climate change was here, and we're living through it now. We don't have any more time.
The critics have said the president and his supporters are trying to take advantage of severe weather to promote policies that would harm the country. Hurricane Ida is not the strongest storm ever to strike the U.S., but it is one of the three strongest to hit Louisiana. And as people there assess the damage to their homes, some are grappling with a tough decision about whether to stay and rebuild or look to live somewhere else.